Hello, it's Jen Ives here. How are you doing? I'm sorry that the podcast is so late, because it is. It's very late. I wanted to have it up by Friday, as I normally do. But full disclosure, the last week has been sort of... It's just not been a... I mean, it's just been a weird week, hasn't it? It's just been a really weird week. So I'll give you the full rundown, okay? So firstly, when I started recording this podcast, okay, when I, you know, had Olga on the line and I was initially like really up for like talking about trans stuff, but you'll hear in the conversation that at a certain point, I realised that actually I really am not in the mood to talk about trans stuff, and this is nothing to do with Olga. It's like I feel bad, if anything, because I invited Olga onto my trans themed podcast and I just got drunk and basically just said that I didn't want to talk about trans issues, which is like absolutely ridiculous. But I wanted to keep it in because I think it speaks to sort of a much wider point that is that sometimes being trans can just be a little bit exhausting, and like actually sometimes I just don't really feel like talking about it. So when I have locked myself into the commitment of doing a trans themed podcast every week, what do you do? So here's the thing. Me and Olga, like, we get on, and you're hearing it that it's like a nice chat, and it, you know, this might be considered a get out of jail free card, but I'm gonna play it anyway. As a trans woman, anything that I say could be interpreted as trans related. I could say, oh, I'm going down Iceland to buy some vegetarian nuggets, right? Because that is all I eat, because I am emotionally a child. And that can be, that's a trans issue then, because it's a trans person doing it. So that's my cover, that's my get out of jail free card. You can't argue with that. That's straight up logic and facts. But also at the time that we were recording the podcast, I was also a little bit drunk. I was drinking because it was a nice day, but also like it was, I think what had kind of spurned me to not want to talk about trans issues is that I spent a lot of the day sort of like reading really negative news articles and tweets and just all that kind of stuff that I can't remember exactly what it was that day. There was something in the news, as there always is. And it was enough just to sort of bum me out a little bit. And actually talking to Olga really brightened my spirits, and it was really nice to not have to talk about it. It's not like that's a new revelation to me, you know, because it's not like in my day-to-day life I talk about it all the time with people. Like, I hardly ever do, really. It's just that, as I said before, this podcast is about that. And that doesn't mean that I'm fed up with the concept in general. I mean, I feel fine now. Like, the next one that's out will be trans focused, I imagine. You know, I've got some good episodes coming up. But I just, yeah, I turned to the drink. And I won't be doing that again for a podcast, I don't think. I'll do them all in a regular state of mind. So that's the first thing, okay? That's my first excuse. My second excuse is that for the first time in recording this podcast, I had a bit of technical issues where something happened on both of our ends. Like, my internet dropped out, so you'll hear that. And then after then, I think because we had to start a new record, there was just some kind of confusion, some kind of issue, and the rest of Olga's side didn't record. We actually spoke for like a couple of hours, But actually, in the end, I've only got about 20 minutes, and that's the first half. And the conversation did get progressively, like, funnier than that. And actually, like, all the stuff that's not in there is, to be honest with you, a lot of Disneyland chat. We talked about Disneyland, we talked about Mickey Mouse and why I don't like him. We talked about Shrek, the experience at Waterloo. And it was lovely, but you'll never hear it because it's gone. I could put out my side of it, like just my side, but that is not what you're here for, obviously. You're here for Olga. So that was the second. So basically, this podcast is more of a salvaged podcast, and we recorded it on International Women's Day, and I feel like I've done my best with it. I've managed to salvage as much of it as I can, and I think it's fine. Like, if this was anybody else, you know, most podcasts run at about half an hour. Some podcasts are like 15, 20 minutes. Even BBC ones, they're not as long as what I give you. So again, just another bit of justification here. You're lucky to even get this morsel of high quality content from me, okay? So get off my back about it. Also, the third and probably most important reason why I didn't put this out yet is because this last week has just been really grim, hasn't it? Like, it's been international sort of Women's Week and all the stuff about Sarah Everard, and I think anybody who cares about women's rights or has friends or family or has personally been affected by similar issues can probably relate to the fact that when something like this happens, it can just sort of like blow the wind out of your sails, you know. It's like, it's hard to put it into words. It's just a very affecting thing. And I just didn't have the, it's, and again, it's not about me at all, but this is just honestly how I've been feeling. It's just that I didn't have the drive or the energy to edit the podcast because I just felt like, I guess I just was in a funk, you know. I just felt like it wasn't important. And all of the footage that I was seeing of the protests, it was a protest. This is what people talk about. Is it a protest? Isn't it a protest? It turned into a protest, and rightly so. What I'm trying to say is that the footage that I saw was horrendous and disgusting, actually. And the way that the police handled that situation is just completely wrong, and you don't need me to tell you that. I feel like it's just a real fucking mess, and I just feel like the whole thing just, you get what I'm saying. I guess the moral of the story is if you spend too long on Twitter, it can like really sort of fuck you up, and that you should just get off it and just edit your flipping podcast, basically. It's just a podcast, isn't it? It's just a podcast. I'm sorry about this intro. This is like such a downer intro. It's not what you're here for. So I'm just gonna get on with the podcast. I feel bad. It's like you came here for a podcast, a light-hearted look at trans issues, and I'm laying on you all the shit that you already know. Maybe I'll edit it out. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. That's the theme of this episode, is like uncertainty, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm fine, and I hope that you're fine. And I hope this whole thing hasn't affected you too badly. And I'm talking about the news. I'm not talking about not the podcast not coming out. That doesn't matter. Anyway, listen. Enjoy what there is of the podcast. I'm sorry that it's a weird one this week. Next week there will be a more focused one. But that being said, I really enjoyed talking to Olga. I think Olga's absolutely brilliant, and I still think you're going to enjoy it. So, yeah, enjoy it. I'll speak to you again afterwards. Bye-bye. Okay, amazing. Yeah, well, how are you doing, first off? How's your day been?
Doing well. I woke up this morning.
That's good.
Is it okay if I acknowledge the fact that it's International Women's Day on the day that we are recording this?
Yeah, please do. I mean, it's not coming out today, but it's still good for people to know.
But we can reference International Women's Day. So I woke up and my wonderful flatmate Philip, what I'm about to do is recount two tweets that I did. Because I have nothing else to tell you.
Please do. Honestly, I mean, what good is Twitter if not to tell people about the tweets that you've done? Do it.
What is a podcast if not a tweet recycled?
Exactly.
So I woke up and my wonderful flatmate, Philip, recently got an Apple Watch, and he's very, very excited about all the type of surveillance that it does on him. And so he did 20 minutes of exercise, and the Apple Watch told him that he completed what they called the International Women's Day Challenge, and the challenge was to do 20 minutes of exercise.
Oh my God, that's so feminist.
But also, like, there was a board meeting where they were like, is 20 minutes the cutoff?
Yeah, 20 minutes is the cutoff. That's because it's Women's Day, you know. If it was any other day, it would be an hour, but you got to give women a break today.
So I obviously tweeted it because I thought that was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then immediately, beginning of the day, some random man with a bunch of numbers in his username responded with something to the effect of, was the exercise him coming on your face? And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way.
I mean, that's the beauty of Twitter, isn't it? You always get that sort of thing. I mean, you're great on Twitter. Like, you have a real Twitter voice, I would say.
Thank you so much. Yeah. As do you. I think you're incredible on Twitter. You're the best.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. I mean, I do appreciate that. But also, I don't know about you, but I have that thing in the back of my mind that's like, yeah, but Twitter is like dog shit. I don't really care about it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Oh.
I care greatly about Twitter. Thank you so much for asking.
I was on Twitter before. Like, I had Twitter a while ago, and then I came off of it for a year. Like, I went off of all social media in like a huff. Like, I was like, I'm not getting anywhere. No one likes me. I'm leaving the whole thing for a whole year. And I said I was leaving it forever. But then I got signed and I was like, oh, begrudgingly come back then.
Did it feel amazing though when you were out?
Not really.
Oh, I did. You're miss like the it. First person to say that.
No, I missed it. I mean, it did a little bit. It felt great to be off of Facebook, and I haven't rejoined that. But Twitter, I did actually find myself missing it, because I actually do like Twitter, and I kind of like the drama of it all. So
interesting. What was your brain, like the bit of your brain that is dedicated to social media, what was it filled with for that year? Because I'm fascinated.
Well, I basically still, my brain was still like drafting tweets basically. So I was just like writing them in a notebook, and I was like, oh, maybe these are jokes. But then I was like, oh, I don't really do like jokes, so like one-liners or anything. So I was like, well, maybe I should just go back to Twitter. But yeah, no, it's fine. I do enjoy it, but sometimes I just feel like, well, what am I actually achieving on here? But you don't think that? You think it's like a useful tool?
Oh God, no. I think it's an absolute dumpster fire, and the fact that we are essentially addicted to a product created by a corporation that just wants our data isn't great.
Yeah, it is addictive as well, right? I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but I am like,
I am so
addicted to it. Like, I wake up in the morning and I am like, well, I say the morning. Today, I was in bed till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because I've got this thing in my brain where I was like, no, I can't leave the bed until I've completely drained down my phone battery. Like, it's like the day hasn't started until I've had to recharge again.
Boy. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I feel you. I absolutely feel you. Like the little rules that you make for yourself in your head where you're like, I have like a tweet limit in my head. I have the times when I should be tweeting. I have like, I have this like conversations with myself and my Twitter persona being like, would she say this? Would people respond? Like it's horrific.
Well,
it's
that's
so
interesting because you definitely do have like a Twitter persona, but we all do. Like we all have one,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
But like, but you have a really strong one, like a really like funny one, and you have quite a lot.
Stop it! Is this a podcast? Because can I come on it every week?
I'm buttering you up before I accuse you of being transphobic. So
oh, I knew it.
No, I'm just
I
kidding.
Knew it.
But you have quite a lot of followers as well, right? You have like 70,000 or something, don't you? Is that right?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't know. You have a lot. You have a few.
I mean, I have nowhere near 70,000.
How many do you have?
Thank you so much for thinking. 16. That's not.
It's close enough. I was rounding up. Okay. You have enough. You have a lot. So like, I remember a point when I was on Twitter where, I would know everybody that was like following me, or like I would look at everybody who followed me. Like when someone follows me, I'd like look at their profile, find out who they are, kind of analyze whether or not I feel like they deserve to follow me, you know? But I don't want to brag or anything, but like I had one video that went a little bit viral, and at that point it made
Hello.
Me, but it completely changed how I approached Twitter because I started having like an influx of replies and retweets and stuff like that, and I literally couldn't give that much attention to everybody who followed me, so I was just like, and I don't have that many followers. But what's the most viral that you ever
you're
went?
A superstar. I don't want to talk about, because I've never had a viral tweet and all my friends have, and it's actually a huge insecurity of mine, because they'll like, we'll sit around at dinner and they'll be like, do you know that thing when you go viral? And it's like, no, I don't, so please respect my privacy.
I don't believe that. You must have had something. Maybe your standards for what is viral. Like, I always say that I went semi-viral because I don't think I went viral. I just had one thing that kind of had a couple of days.
And
of...
I'm proud of you. And I'm,
thank you.
And I honestly am not ashamed to admit that I'm jealous of you. And...
but I bet you have. I bet you just have higher standards. I bet you consider like going viral like in the millions or something.
What is it? I mean, I think, I don't think I've ever had a tweet go like, well, you know when you made it, when BuzzFeed screenshots it and puts it in one of those like funniest tweets of the week, like you have no idea what these people had to say about The Crown. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you haven't had one of those moments then.
No, and that's my goal. I don't want a Netflix special. I don't want to end up on a BuzzFeed listicle.
Well, neither have I, so it's fine. We can both bond on that, I think.
One day.
Yeah.
It's interesting because my relationship with International Women's Day, like in Russia where I'm from, it's a national holiday, so we don't go to school that day.
That's very progressive. That's
yeah,
really interesting.
So it was left over from communism because like don't quote me on this, but I think the roots of International Women's Day are quite like communist-y in like a fun, cool way, like women like equality in work and stuff.
Well, don't say that because all of the right wing in this country is going to have a field day now. They're going to be like, it's a communist plot. It's the agenda. That's interesting.
I mean, what isn't a communist plot?
Yeah, true.
she's wearing red lipstick. Yes. And so it was really surreal. So obviously it became a holiday during communism, but then after communism collapsed in Russia, they kept the day off. But then in recent years, in the past like 20, 30 years, they've become like significantly more like traditional gender normy and religious than they were during communism. So it's weird to have this like residual communist holiday, but celebrated in a very like, let's celebrate our mothers and boobs. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
that's what it's become.
That's really interesting. So I was going to ask you about Russia a little bit. How long did you live in Russia for?
Until I was 14.
Okay. Because, you know, like this might just be ignorant of me or like just the sort of ignorant perspective of this country. But like my perception of Russia is that it is quite homophobic. Is that true?
Yes, you are correct.
Oh, okay, good. So it's not just, okay. Because I've seen some documentaries and stuff. So I was just wondering, like, when you were living in Russia as a child, how much sort of exposure or how much did you know about LGBT issues or people in general?
That's a great question. I will say that a misconception that people have, which is, I think, completely reasonable, is that, like... So Russia contains multitudes in that it's in denial about a bunch of stuff. So it will be like So, okay, let me start over. The gay propaganda law that has national, international prominence, which says that there shouldn't be any gay propaganda, which is so vague that theoretically any kind of movie with a gay character could theoretically fall under that umbrella. Mm-hmm. And the horrific things that were happening in Chechnya with concentration camps for gay people, which was horrific, all happened after I moved from Russia. And this thing, like this general movement of homophobia, of like quote unquote traditional norms and everything, is quite a recent phenomenon. Mm. So like Russians being ultra religious, ultra like pro, like quote unquote family values, is quite recent, and it all happened within, I'd say, the last 10 years where I have not lived in Russia. Hmm. So while I'm not saying that Russia was ever like pro gay people,
yeah,
like when I lived in Russia, the most famous rock singer in Russia was a woman, still is a woman, called Zemfira, who is an openly gay woman married to another woman who is also an actress in Russia. And like, they're not underground. They're like, they're huge. Like she's, I mean, she's as, the first thing that came to mind is like, she's as big as Queen, but like she's the most famous, like every single person in Russia knows who this is. Right.
Yeah.
And then I'd say that like most male television hosts in Russia are at least like either don't talk about their sexuality or are openly gay. Hmm. And so there's this dichotomy that is like some of the most prominent figures in pop culture and culture in general are like quite openly and fearlessly gay. And yet the country is also incredibly homophobic. And those, like the cognitive dissonance, it like both exist. And it's really kind of a mind fuck.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Because I'm not like, I don't know a lot about history and stuff. I'm a bit of a dummy, just to let you know. But I always assumed...
I wouldn't also expect you to know any Russian history. Why would you?
Well, I actually did buy a book on... Like it was a very thin book, but it was about it was about the Russian Revolution, and I was like, oh, I'm going to read that. That's really interesting, and I never did, but I might one day. But anyway, my point is that it reminds me a bit of like how people talk about Iran, right? Where people said like Iran used, I mean, that wasn't like a utopia before, but they say that it was more progressive, and then at a certain point, religious fundamentalism came in and it kind of changed things. Is that similar to Russia?
So I don't know much about Iran, so I don't...
Neither do I. I'm completely speaking out of turn. I've just heard it on the breeze.
Yeah, I think a similar thing also, again, very, very little knowledge, but I think a similar thing also happened in Turkey with Erdogan, who also became a little more religious leaning. It's weird to be in live in a time where everybody's constantly telling you how this is the most progressive time there ever was, and yet you see those examples of... like just, I mean, and maybe they are a minority, but there is this example of like, I remember it being more progressive than it is now.
So if you moved over here when you were 13 or 14 rather, and you didn't really knowingly meet anyone who's trans, who was the first trans person that you met? Can you remember?
That's a great question. Oh my God. That is a great question.
Or if you can't remember who the exact first trans person you met, but like who was your like earliest sort of memory of knowing about it or sort of like realizing that it was a thing?
There were some trans people. Okay. So there was some, oh God. Okay.
What was that?
The person that like, I just, oh God, no, that's not what I meant. I mean like,
no, I know.
I know I've met trans people, but like the first person that I like interacted with on a regular basis was at my first day job when I was about 20.
Oh, what was it? What was your job?
I worked at a tech company.
Oh, cool. What were you doing?
I don't really talk about my day jobs. But yeah, I remember that there was, and I don't think I knew they were trans, but then she like led up like a panel, like an AMA panel at the job. And I was like, oh, cool. Hmm. That's really anticlimactic, I feel.
No, it's fine. Yeah, no, it's because you were like, you did a sound where you were like, oh God, and I thought there was going to be some like really juicy story associated with
oh
that,
no but, sorry I've meant oh God as in I can't remember. I'm so sorry.
No, do you know what, that's actually the more progressive option, because you don't see gender, right? You're just like, you're like, I don't know when I met a trans person, because I didn't realize they were. So
I mean, I would only ever know if they self-identified, right?
Yeah, sure, exactly. Do you have any questions for me as a trans person?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's exciting. How many questions do you have?
I haven't counted them.
Well,
my number one question.
Okay, go on then. Ask me a question.
How are you?
I love it. I'm all right, thanks. I'm drinking wine at the moment. You're my first like inebriated podcast.
Oh, that's an honor.
Yeah.
How drunk are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm like a 4 at the moment. I could definitely be drunker, okay. But it's been one of those days where it's been like nice and sunny and I haven't been outside, but I have sat next to my window and I've been like, oh, do you know what? I really want a glass of wine. And
yes.
I've had about 4 and I'm just, yeah, I'm loving it. It's nice.
Do you know what that is?
That's the
spirit of International Women's Day.
I think so too. Yeah. I definitely think so. It's just like, so this podcast, right? One thing I wanted to talk to you about is like, it can get a bit heavy sometimes, right? Because it's like, I wanted to make this podcast because I wanted it to be like a funny, like a fun thing. Like, oh, you know, I'm just talking about trans issues, like in a lighthearted way with like comedians that I like and stuff like that. The problem is that sometimes, right, there are days when I actually don't want to talk about trans issues, right? Where I'm actually mm-hmm. sort of like bored of it. And mm-hmm. actually like with the news and everything going on and like, I see like every day there's like new like news about trans rights and stuff. And I just get kind of bored of it. So although I you know, I am interested to know what you think about particular trans issues, I have to be honest with you, Olga, like earlier in the day, I was a bit like, oh, I don't really want to talk about it. Right.
Let's talk about something else.
Which is really bad for a podcast about trans issues. Right. But then I thought, well, why don't I make that a part of it? So I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work. This could be like the worst, most messy podcast in the world. But sometimes I just genuinely don't want to. I don't care about it. Right. So, yeah, but let's still talk about it. But just with the preface that we might not. Does that make sense?
Jen, let's talk about something else.
Well, it's an honor.
Can you tell me about your living situation?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's okay. I live in a flat. I live in Hackney. Do you know Hackney?
Have you? It's up and coming.
I've heard. Yeah, I've heard it's up and coming.
Yeah. So what is, do you live alone? Do you live with people?
No, pets? I've got no pets. I have 2 flatmates. They're very nice. And I live in a very small, like, bedroom sort of thing with a single bed and a bookshelf. What about you? Where do you live?
I live in Angel. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yes, I've heard of it. I've seen it on the top sort of 10 lists of places to live in London. We're not that far from each other, really. I could walk
to
you.
No, not at all.
Yeah, we're both in the hipster part.
Yeah, by the canal. Mm. I live very close to the Angel Comedy Club.
Nice.
I don't know if you're... Have you heard of comedy clubs?
I mean, I've heard of them. I've walked past them on occasion. No, I know the Bill Murray. I love them.
Last time I saw you, we were doing a gig that was literally on the street and...
Yeah, no, we were doing a gig on the street, weren't we? That was fun. I liked that. That was like that weird moment where we were all kind of like in denial, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really
And I
fun.
Think that like doing that gig just made me realize how badly we want to do what we want, what we do, and how much we love it. Just because it's like no sure. one wanted to be there apart from the comedians.
Well, tell me about that, because are you missing stand up? Because I really am. Like, I'm really
yeah.
Like,
no, I miss
mad.
It so much.
Because I talk to a lot of comedians, and they're kind of like, sometimes they have this like laissez-faire attitude, right, where they're like, oh, do you know what? Like, I've just realized that actually, I like not doing stand up. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, stand up is like the best thing. Like, and
stand up is the best bit. The best bit. I don't care yeah. about acting. I don't care about writing. I mean, I'm happy to do all of those things. Oh God!
Don't say you don't care about the 2 areas where the money is.
I knew I was gonna get canceled on this podcast, yeah. but I didn't realize what for. No, I absolutely love all those other things, but like, stand up is it.
Yeah, even if it's on the street and it's out of a barbershop window and it's like to like 12 like
the
people.
Cops. Do you remember the cops showed up?
I do remember them making an appearance. Yeah, and I also remember you. I think you were shouting upstairs to a guy in his like he was trying to sleep or something.
Genuinely, only the acts wanted to be at that gig, and that was beautiful.
Do you?
It reminded me of like open mic nights.
Do you feel like things are turning now, though? Have you got anything booked in? Do you feel like, because it feels like people are getting a bit more optimistic, like this week, like people feel, it feels like people are expecting things to open again.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm the type of person, I have very little, like I would rather expect nothing and be pleasantly surprised than expect everything and either be disappointed or have my expectations met. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. You're like a, like you're more of a pessimist because it kind of gives you a pleasant surprise, like that sort of thing.
And like a real pessimist, I'll say I'm a realist.
You're a realist. Yeah.
But yeah, basically, I just don't ever want to get my hopes up and get my heart broken. So
I get it.
Are you an optimist or a pessimist?
Are they the only options? Because I
are you realist?
I don't know.
Pragmatist?
I feel like it fluctuates all the time for me, right? Because it's like
fetishist.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'm definitely. Just the last time I saw you, I think was like from a distance. It was. I saw you on QI. And because I was there in the audience.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just want to say to you that I thought it was really, really brilliant. It was really nice to see you on there. And
stop it. Thank you so much. That's very
yeah.
Sweet.
Did you enjoy
Thank
it?
You. I really appreciate it.
I loved your sort of like thing that you were wearing, like the wasn't a jumpsuit, was it? It was like a cloud.
I think
cloudy,
you'd say that.
Cloud covered jumpsuit, yeah.
It was from Lazy Oaf, a great brand. Check it out. Not sponsored.
No, it's not. I don't have any sponsors.
Are you
I
there?
I am there. Can you hear me?
Oh my God, Jen, you've disappeared.
Oh no.
Jen.
One sec.
Jen. Okay. I hope you can hear
Hello?
This in the edit. Oh. Where are you? Okay, I'm gonna text you. Where did you go, my lovely? Where did you go? I wanna know.
Well, there you have it. A weird ending to a weird podcast on a very weird week. But not a weird guest, a very talented, extremely funny, and just like, I say this all the time, but like a lot of these guests that I have on, they're like double, triple, quadruple threats. I don't mean that in like a menacing way, I mean that in like they can do it all, you know? They can act, they can sing, you've heard it. They can do the funny comedy. They can, I don't know, code. They could do anything that you need them to do. As always, you can follow me at Jen Ives Comedian on Twitter. And you can follow Olga. First, you can go to Olga's website, rockandrolga.com. That's rocknrolga.com. You don't have to put http://... at the beginning, or www. I think they got rid of that a long time ago. You can follow Olga on Twitter, again, at rockandrolga. And check out what she's been up to. You know, she's had a few really cool TV appearances lately. Definitely watch her episode of QI. I was in the audience for that one. Me and my mate Alice, who's another great comedian, we went to see QI. It's not the first time I've seen QI live. I saw QI twice back in the day, in the old Stephen Fry days. Not to be mistaken with Stephen Thursdays. Stephen Fridays, get it? But no, I really, it was really great to see the Sandy Togsvik edition. And Olga was just absolutely hilarious on it. I think you can watch it on like iPlayer and stuff now, so you should do that. And yeah, just follow her, keep an eye on what she's doing, because I mean, I was going to say she's going to be a star, but she's already a flipping star, isn't she? Happy late International Women's Week / day. I don't know if you prefer the day or the week. I mean, how about just both? You can have the day as a part of the week, I suppose. I don't know why I'm getting so hung up on the semantics of this particular thing. Thank you again to all my patrons who've been very patient this month while I haven't really been, you know, I've put out a few things, but I haven't really, yeah, they've just been great. I will read them out now, as I always do, as of last week. We had a couple of new ones. We got Steglegs, we got John McCallum, we got Joseph, we got Alexandra Lilly, we got Sally Hendergate, Kazi Rahman, Jem, Colin H, Amber Mum, Lisa Flynn, Alice Lee, Lanus, Rivershaw, Mike Sheldon, and Siobhan Doyle. Thank you so much. And as usual, we are going to be donating to the charities. I would encourage people also to donate to whatever your favourite Women's Aid charity is. The money for the Patreon does go in part to Rise UK, which is one that I particularly like, but it's entirely up to you know, obviously it's up to you. Thank you so much, and there will be another episode. Do you know what, I feel so bad about this that I'm probably going to just put out like a bonus episode soon. Like a crafty little secret episode. Not a secret one. Like one that you can just have it and listen to it and enjoy it. I was going to save it till series 2, but I just think, oh, just what the hell? I'll put it out. I mean, don't hold me to it. I mean, I don't have a good track record with keeping promises, but I am going to put it out. Anyway, guys, you're the best. Thank you so much. Oh, I forgot to say as well. I probably should have said this at the beginning of the podcast. Peak Trans was featured on the radio, on the actual radio, on BBC 4, Radio 4 Extra. There's an interview with me on it. The show is called Podcast Radio Hour. If you go onto BBC Sounds and you go and you search for Podcast Radio Hour and listen to the International Women's Day one, there's a nice little bit on there where they play a clip from my podcast Peak Trans, the one that you're listening to now, and they interview me for about 8 minutes. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty cool. I've never been interviewed for the radio before like that. It was lovely. Anyway, that's enough rambling. I mean, I guess you can tell that I'm just kind of like trying to fill time to make the podcast seem longer than it is, which is very disingenuous. I shouldn't do that. I'm sorry. And I apologise for the clickbait title as well. But you've got to get those listeners in somehow, all right? Have a nice week. Have a nice time. Have a nice life, yeah? No, anyway, I'll see you later. Bye!